otter, a mite.
Mm-hmm.
Not okay. Mite could.
Now, just a few kinds of animals and insects and birds and things. The kind of bird that can see in the dark is a...
An owl.
What would you call the small kind?
Screech owl.
And a big kind?
Barn owl is one kind. Mm-hmm. I don't think of any special term we have for the big-eared owl.
Mm-hmm.
It's here.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them, but... I suppose we would simply say locally a big owl.
Mm-hmm.
I know what they are because I know a little about birds. I think I brought this because I thought you might be interested in establishing exactly what kind of bird I was talking about in some cases, but because of the local game bird interest.
Mm-hmm.
I think we just say a big owl.
Mm-hmm. What's the kind of bird that pecks on trees?
A woodpecker.
Are there different types of those?
Oh, yes. Sapsucker is very common here.
Is it large or small?
It's small as woodpeckers go. It's about the size of a small robin.
Do you have a great big one here?
Yes, on the other side of the lake, not in town.
What do they call it?
Well, I call it, of course, a pileated woodpecker. but I know what you're driving at, and it's common enough in some parts of Louisiana. That's the Lord God bird,
mm-hmm.
or the log god. L-O-G- sometimes it sounds as if it were L-O-G-G-O-D.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then the black and white animal with a powerful smell is a...
We don't say polecat, we say skunk.
Is there a French term that sounds like bépillant?
Bépillant, yeah. Stinking animal.
How do you spell that?
P-U-A-N-T-E.
Bet.
Animal.
Good. Mm-hmm. Now, several people have said that, and I haven't been able to figure out what it was. What are the little bushy-tailed animals that run around in the trees? I guess they're here.
Oh, squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Are there different types?
Only one here.
What color?
Gray.
Is there a...
Now and then it turns out kind of orangey.
Is there a red kind of squirrel?
Those are variants of the same animal, you know. It depends on what race you have.
Mm. So you
it's the common southern squirrel.
You wouldn't have a name for a red one?
No, I think that mostly those are probably escapees who've interbred with the local community.
What about a little animal that sort of looks like a squirrel, but it doesn't climb trees, it has a stripe on its back? You may not have them here.
We don't have them here. You mean a chipmunk or something? You know, they don't come down this far.
I don't think I've asked you what common fish are in this area.
No, you haven't, and certainly the most sought-after fish are the green trout. That's a freshwater fish. The green trout is more commonly nationally called the black bass, or bigmouth black bass.
Mm-hmm.
And the have sacalets,
mm-hmm.
And the gaspergoos are not much sought-after except by black people. A fish that nobody wants to eat much, but some people will in desperation, is a shoepeak,
mm-hmm.
which is a grendel or
mm-hmm.
or a mudfish.
Mm-hmm.
The gar is, of course, a trash fish that are very common and a real nuisance. No one eats mullets here. In Biloxi, they love them.
Biloxi bacon or something.
Yeah, goggle-eye perch is is well liked by some people. We just call it perch.
Mm-hmm.
The local French people call it patassa, which is Choctaw.
Would you spell that?
P-A-T-A-S-S-A.
Mm-hmm.
Choctaw means flat.
Mm-hmm.
Nanni patassa in Choctaw means fish that is flat.
Mm-hmm.
But the Creole name for the fish is patassa. And then, as I say, in the Gulf waters, speckled trout, which is more properly the weak fish, and the kind of drum, which we call redfish,
mm-hmm.
are the two, not to be confused with red snapper, because the redfish is not nearly as red.